bracket breakdown here on It Takes Two. We had another bracket challenge during It Takes Two, and if you are unfamiliar with the brackets, we set up a bracket like a March Madness bracket, and then we just have just about anything go head-to-head. And in this round, we have the listeners of IT2 decide on the best yard game, since we are just on the cusp of yard game season here.
And a shout out to the Baron of the Backyard, Tyler Axness himself. He was the one who suggested this for us. Now, when I came into the situation, we got rid of a couple games. We added some new games. Apparently, there's a game called Cube. And yes, we have now definitively decided that that is the way you pronounce this game.
Yes.
Cube.
Cube. Here are the eight contenders. Bocce ball, bags, horseshoes, badminton, ladder golf, croquet, cube, and spike ball. These were the first eight. In the first round, horseshoes and badminton. Badminton takes it easily. Ladder golf and cube. Ladder golf takes it. Now, maybe arguably because not enough people have played
cube.
Cube.
And Tyler Axness wanted Cube to be in there, but he couldn't remember the name. So this might just come down to branding on that one.
Bocce ball and spike ball. Bocce ball took it, was surprised about that. Croquet and bags. Bags takes it easily. I thought croquet would have more of a fighting chance, to be honest. In the second round, badminton and bags. No, yes. Ladder golf and bags move on.
That's right. Yeah. Badminton easily defeated. Yes. Like, I mean, it's not even funny how much it, you know, it just got just spanked on that one.
So, I mean, here's the deal. In the last round, it was ladder golf versus bags, and bags takes it easily.
I mean, it was a 3-point. It was a sinker right in the middle.
It really was. So, to no surprise, I think everybody probably suspected, but it was fun to remind ourselves about these yard games. And also, one of the ones that came up, Can Jam, is apparently a new up-and-comer to the yard game scene because a lot of people wanted it on the list. We just didn't think enough people knew what it was. But it's a Frisbee-based game, it seems.
The Frisbee seems to be the most versatile thing in your backyard because you're using it for like other games. We also eliminated any games that had to do with alcohol directly.
Yeah.
And not because we're above that, but just because... Well, we want it to be accessible to everybody.
Yeah, we wanted, if you felt inspired to play these yard games, we wanted it to be for the whole family. Now, arguably, you could put any bottle of whatever you want on Beersby.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a bottle of beer.
But I mean, it's literally called Beersby.
But we call it Beersby. But someone else called it something else yesterday. I don't think you have to have beer in the title of it, but... Anyway, yard game season is upon us. We also kept out all of those like giant Jenga or giant Yahtzee because those are actually board games. Wanted to stay true to the, it has to be in the yard to play it. Now, could you play horseshoes inside? Sure, but not recommended.
Right.
You know?
There were also some people who right away in that last heat between ladder golf and bags said, come on, guys, bags takes it no matter what. Just get.
And what was the comparison? Bold.
Bocce ball is the Steve Buscemi.
Ladder golf was.
Ladder golf is Steve Buscemi and bags is Brad Pitt.
Right. Yeah.
Bold.
So, like, obviously.
Bold.
I mean, it was kind of true when it came down to the voting. I don't think ladder golf got many.
And not a lot of people calling it cornhole either, which I appreciate because I really think that that is just a really off-putting name for that game.
Even though that's
what it's called on a national level.
I never know what to call it. Like, you know, beanbags, cornhole. I just like say all the names.
Yeah, board. The game where you throw the bags at the hole on a board.
The hole on the board.
You know the game we played over at Sid and Nancy's?
Exactly. It takes two with the bracket challenge here, yard games. I don't know what'll be next.
If you got a suggestion, you can email us it2@kfgo.com.